My name is David, and I'm from Millerton, New York. And I was just calling to say that I really like the extensive weather reports. I don't think they're abusively long whatsoever. And to the caller who thinks that they are, there are always Clear Channel stations, which will give him just what he wants, which is about a 8-second weather forecast.
This is Peter Buttonheim calling. I am a seasonal resident of Williamstown, Massachusetts. I'm calling to urge all seasonal residents of the Northeast Public Radio listening area to support WAMC as I do. Yes, 90.3 FM brings listeners all of our favorite NPR programs 24/7, 365. Yet WAMC is so much more. The Roundtable, Midday Magazine, many national production shows produced right in Albany, and of course, every Boston Symphony Orchestra concert live from Tanglewood all summer long. Please join me in support of WAMC.
John McPhillips from Greenfield Center. My question is, why did previous New York Attorney Generals not prosecute Mr. Trump? That includes Andrew Cuomo. It's very clear from what's been published that Mr. Trump has done mortgage fraud for decades and tax fraud for decades. And Mr. Trump would never be president if New York State officials had done their jobs.
Janice Alvord, town of Galway. This is actually just a comment in regards to all the news reporting recently about the underage girls being sexually brutalized for decades by very, very wealthy people. Anyway, one of my biggest qualm is in the news reporting, calling these girls women. They aren't women. They are children. The word women makes me think of strength and having options. These were little girls. I'd rather hear them reported as children or young girls.
Normie Noel, Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I just wanted to say that I listened to Alan's conversation with the man who wants to end horse racing, and it is so moving and so important. His investigative journalism is so powerful. I mean, it's incredible. And he does it with an open heart, an interested mind. And what you did about availing people to something that most people don't even think about is profound.